Hello, welcome to You Newsbox.
Hello.
This is an exciting recording for us because we're currently in a car.
Yeah.
At Scotch Corner Motorway Services.
In a car park.
Yeah, it's rocking here. At the moment I can see a Honda Civic and some sort of BMW.
Can see some old women with floppy tits wearing shorts.
Yeah, that one's got really skinny legs. There's an old man with a pink shirt on. All sorts happening. There's a lot of teenagers sat on the grassy knoll.
Bingo wings, that kind of thing.
So we're going to bring you the news. I'm driving today, so I couldn't be bothered to read a proper newspaper. I've got Now magazine. It's about as much as I could manage.
I think that's absolutely fair. I got a proper paper because one of us had to keep up with the news. So here's the first headline. Simon Cowell has been having a romp with that Jasmine girl with the massive lips from Top Model program.
Oh. Oh, the horrible, the really skinny one?
Yeah, the skinny one.
The mental one?
Yeah. Apparently it's been going on for 6 months. She's 21.
She's mad though, isn't she?
Yeah, she's loony.
Okay, the first headline from
Now
magazine is George Michael. That's dirty.
What's he done?
You seem to have turned yourself into a gay version of Steve McFadden.
Oh. He hasn't.
Well, apparently Steve McFadden was caught dogging.
Was he? When?
So it says then. Well, it hasn't got the details. So it's just the editor's notes. Tara Tompkinson's nose. We've talked a lot about this. Yesterday, I said I couldn't see a difference. But the pictures we've got here in Now magazine does look much better.
Yeah.
You can see it from a more interesting angle. And, yeah, it does look better.
It's not all sunken in.
No. So,
good on you, success. Girl. Well done. Tara Palmer.
Some girls have thighs.
Do they?
Yeah, famous ones and all. Such as Martine McCutcheon, Charlotte Church, Colleen, and Serena Williams.
And of course the Newspox girls.
We've both got thighs.
David Hasselhoff was found in the VIP lounge in the airport waiting for a flight to LA. But he was muttering about his ex-wife and he'd unfortunately pissed himself.
He's supposed to be a terrible drunk, isn't he?
Yeah. So the nice staff, though, sounds like they looked after him. They put him to bed and said, look, don't get on this flight, get on the next one. And he was fine, but other passengers watched as he...